afternoon, Warrior fans. Coming to you live from Burlington Community Field, the home of the Burlington Bees. It is postseason baseball time on the Atumal Radio Group Sports Network. Hope you're all enjoying your Saturday up to this point as your Warriors have their season on the line this afternoon, taking on a familiar foe, the West Burlington Falcons, here this afternoon.
The home and away voice of the Van Buren Warriors, 92.7 KTWA.
Well, Warrior fans, to answer the question, Taylor Sprouse on the mound to begin the top of the seventh inning, and you and I commented on it, Mike, that during that break in between innings, it looked like that young man was pleading his case with Coach Scott to get back out there.
He did. They started to walk out, and I think Chad was starting to look towards Ryan, and Taylor came right over to him like, I want the ball.
Well, he's got 10 pitches to work with, as we talked about, at the end of that sixth. He's sitting at 80. A ninth grader is allowed to throw just 90 unless, as we mentioned, he's in the middle of an at-bat. And he's been pretty efficient tonight out there, so there is the possibility he could get into that third batter if there's two outs on the board, and he could throw the complete game. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. The first pitch to DeWalt's a strike.
He throws nine of those. He's got a good shot.
That's right. DeWalt tonight is 1-for-2. He has singled and scored a run. He's also struck out swinging against Sprouse. The 0-1, missed low and outside to even the count of the ball and a strike. And there's, we saw right there in front of the dugout, Mike, the competitive spirit of Taylor Sprouse, and that's something Coach Scott mentioned prior to that Notre Dame game when he gave the ball to Sprouse to get the start as DeWalt looks at strike two in the at-bat. Wanting the ball, wanting to be put in that spot.
Yep. I mean, you got to have that. I mean, you got to.
It can't be taught.
If you're a pitcher, you got to be.
The 1-2, DeWalt, it's a foul. Ooh, by a foot maybe down the right field line. That had extra bases written all over it if it stayed on the chalk. Instead, DeWalt will return to the plate.
He just stuck the bat out there and was trying to fight off that third that outside strike to get another, and he almost put it right down the line.
Fourth pitch of the at-bat, so six pitches left in the tank for Taylor Sprouse.
Merton stays a little closer now to the line.
Sprouse back on the rubber. Looking to fire the 1-2. Fastball up, down, swinging on it. And there's one away.
How many pitches was that?
Five pitches, so he's got five to work with. Tate Nelson digs in. He walked on four straight against Sprouse his last time up. That was part of that two-run fifth inning for the Falcons. He also flew out to Wolf on an 0-2 count in his first at-bat in the third, so he's going up there to look for pitches. He watches that one go by for a strike on the inner black. Four pitches to work with.
He's got to throw three strikes here because if he gets into that next batter, he's got the whole batter.
Popped up right center, right shallow field. It will drop in front of Mertens. It's a one-out single for Nelson.
There goes a chance for a complete game.
Mm-hmm. And the lineup.
Well, I shouldn't say that.
Maybe not.
We can get double play here. You know, he only threw two pitches there, so he's got two left.
So the lineup turns over to Caleb Allen, who had the two RBI single in the fifth off of Sprouse. He's flown out to right and flown out to Yoakum at third. Sprouse switches to the stretch with the runner on first in Nelson.
Not much of a lead at first.
Nope. First pitch. Ground ball. Here you go. Eckenberg. Oh, he boots it. Picks it up. He'll just go to first for the out. Got it there.
That's all right. We got one.
He's got one to work with, so he can face this batter. This is the last batter that Sprouse can face.
And Taylor looks at the dugout, and everybody holds up a number one.
Yep.
You can't tell me that everybody's not in this game rooting for Taylor Sprouse.
So Figueroa steps in as the last hope for the West Burlington Falcons. He's 0-for-3 tonight. He's flown out to left, flown out on a bunt attempt to Bainbridge, shot to the left of home plate, and grounded out to second.
And you said he gets to finish this batter, correct?
He does. Called a strike, outer black. I think he got a little bit of a gift on that one.
Good little help from the catcher. Nice frame job.
Very good by Bainbridge, 0-1. So this will, no matter what, be the final batter for Sprouse, a chance to close it out. The 0-1 popped up. Davison coming on, still charging. And he makes the catch on his knees, and Taylor Sprouse goes complete game to get the W and advance the Van Buren County Warriors to Tuesday night in Donelson against the Central League Hawks in a rematch from a matchup earlier here in the regular season. The Wiza Muscatine taking a 22-6 lead here about midway through the second quarter. Dwayne Cook, Jeremy Hissom welcoming you back on 92.7 KTWA as well as on the Van Buren County Community School District Facebook page live stream. Thanks for joining us for all you folks out there in the Facebook world. Jeremy got an update from the Cardinal and Mediapolis game going on up the road in Meepo with the Bulldogs out in front 21-0 against the Comets there early on in that matchup. If you want to check in every once in a while on your radio, that's on 97.7 Tom FM. End over end, short kick. That will take a nice bounce off to Sam Wirth. Wirth's going to try to find a little bit of running room. He'll be tripped up shy of the 30-yard line. And the Warriors offense will take over there, trying to come up with another scoring drive after they were able to finally put one in the end zone off a one-yard touchdown run from Wirth. Elsewhere on the Ottumwa Radio Sports Network, Ottumwa falls behind Marshalltown, 14-7 Bobcats, about midway through the second quarter. And the last update I received from the Stigerney-Kyota and Pekin matchup was 21-0 Cobras there in the second. We're trying to keep you updated on all of our games going on tonight, which just so happened to involve all of the 1A6 teams. That is very convenient. As strong formation to the right here, Davis takes the snap, going to hand it off to Wirth. Had a hole for a moment, but it was closed up quickly by Beery, who was the one who made that grab on the pass play down the right sideline. Still, Sam able to get forward for a couple and bring up second and 8. 8.5 to go here before halftime. I mentioned back at the very beginning of our broadcast, well, on the Facebook page anyway, right before kickoff, that the homecoming court has already been decided, so that will not be taking place at halftime. Lane Davis, the quarterback, homecoming king this year. As he's going to drop back to throw, looks over the middle, he's got Anthony Duncan in stride. Anthony's got one man to beat, and he does. Goodbye. Oh, he lost the ball as he was going in, but he picks it up. Oh, my goodness. Anthony Duncan had nobody between him and the end zone. The sophomore lost the ball, but thankfully, it just hopped right back up in his hands, and the Warriors answer on their second play of the drive. Have you ever seen such a thing?
I have, but it usually doesn't end up good.
Yeah, it usually does not end as well.
What else could go wrong is what I was thinking. 68 yards on that reception for a touchdown.
And the first touchdown pass for Mr. Homecoming King, Lane Davis, on the season. Boy, that was, he couldn't have walked it down the field to Duncan and placed it in his hands any better. As he pitches it out to Wyatt Mertens. Mertens going to cut against the grain, coming back to the right. He's got, and he will be stopped in the backfield. They'll have a flag on the play as it was a block in the back, it looked like, from one of the Warriors, making the stop for Loaiza Muscatine, Ty Northup, a freshman. But the big play finally hits for Van Buren County as they get another score up there on the board. It's 22-12, Loaiza Muscatine, after the 68-yard connection between Lane Davis and Anthony Duncan. We'll step aside for 60 seconds and be right back on 92.7 KTWA.
Good evening, Warrior fans, and welcome to another Tuesday night of Van Buren County Volleyball. Final Tuesday night of the volleyball season. I can't believe we're already talking about it. Next Wednesday is the opener, at least for Van Buren anyway, the opener of postseason volleyball action out there on the hardwood. And I tell you what, no better way to end the regular season than in a battle of Warriors. Van Buren County hosting the Waco Warriors, making their way down south here to Keosauqua from up in Wayland, about an hour drive south here to Keosauqua. A team coming in Waco that is 23-6 overall, 5-1 in the Southeast Iowa Super Conference South Division, and is led by just a very veteran group. You look at the 13 on this varsity roster in total, 11 of them are seniors. That doesn't happen very often where you have a crop of young ladies that are all in that same age group and all playing at a very high level for head coach Jay Coble in his sixth year at the helm of the Waco Warriors. Garnsey's going to set it up for Miles Long to the near side. The 12th kill error, unofficially in my book, by Waco tonight. This is now an extended 5-love run for Van Buren. They lead it by 4, 21-17. Manning's right-hand serve, Shellman the pass. Garnsey will end up setting it for Miles. Overhead dig by Scott. Manning bump set for Shea. Back row attack. Shellman digs, and it will go out of play off the top tape. Shea with a great attack from the back row. And it seems like Van Buren just can do no wrong tonight. 22-17. Isabel's right-handed serve off the arms of McLaughlin. Stays back row, and Garnsey couldn't get there. Shellman was expecting her to. An ace for Isabel. Fourth ace serve of the night for Isabel Manning. Her final night on this court in a volleyball uniform. Right-hand serve dug by Shellman. Garnsey looking for Miles through the block, backed up nicely by Scott. Manning sets it middle for Boley over the block, off the arm of Roth, and it is match point for the Van Buren County Warriors, 24-17, against the 13th-ranked team in all of Class 1A. Manning serve dug by Roth. Garnsey, bump set, far side for Miles. Roll shot, dug by Nussbaum. They could clinch it here. Manning to Huff, senior to senior, got it down, and that's how it will end. The Warriors in straight sets take it against the Waco Warriors, 25-23, 25-15, and 25-17.
Three ball out of timeout and sinking it is Keely Malone. Drew it up just like that in the timeout. It was an inbounds pass to Nelson. She gave it right back from the block out to a wide open Malone, and it's 50-46 Winfield Mount Union. Now we've got a tie up on the other end as Tuttle and Wilkerson end up with the basketball in their clutches. Arrows with Van Buren. Yarocks back in, as is Boley. Shea Scott takes a seat, as does Kaylin Tuttle. 1:27 to play. The Lady Warriors trailing by four. Boley inbounds to Manning. Driving, stops and pops. Jumper, short. Rebound, Wilkerson with her third. Gives it to Malone. Warriors sitting with 17 fouls, so they can foul and have Winfield Mount Union on the one and one. And a high pass, they won't have to. Townsley tried to go cross court to Wilkerson and was just a bit too high for the 5'4 senior to climb the ladder and reel in. So Van Buren takes over. 50-46 with 65 seconds to play. Yarock steps into a three. Can she hit it again? No, it's off the front iron. And the rebound, Townsley backside. Skies for it. Off to Wilkerson. 55 seconds to play. Manning kicks it away. It's stolen. Nussbaum gives it ahead to Isabel. A wide open layup and a timeout quickly called by Matt Zittler. It's a two-point game with 49 seconds to go. 50-48, Winfield Mountain Union, a full timeout. We'll take one, too. We'll be back with you to Winfield in 60 on 92.7 KTWA. Wolves with the basketball out of the timeout. Full court pressure by the Warriors. Townsley breaks it all the way in along the baseline. A foul on the floor. Her shot was off the mark. It wouldn't matter anyway. She's getting free throws as it's the eighth team foul on Van Buren. Picking it up for the Lady Warriors is number three, Ella Yarock. That's her third. So it's a one and one for the senior, Kendall Townsley, who's 1-for-3 tonight from the line. She missed her last two. She has seven in the game. 50-48, Winfield Mount Union. The free throw rims out, and Boley gets the rebound and quickly gets it off to Manning. 37 seconds to go. Isabel kicks it to Yarock on the wing. Has it stolen. Her pass, Wilkerson baited her into it. Runaway layup for Wilkerson, and she knocks it down on the 20th turnover of the game. 50 for Van Buren, 52-48, 22 seconds to play. Yarock to Nussbaum, put on the line, jumper, Cadence knocks it down. And another timeout called by Matt Zittler. 52-50, just under 16 seconds to play. It's another full timeout. Catch your breath. We'll be right back in 60 on 92.7 KTWA. Townsley inbounds to Wilkerson, dribbling through traffic. She beats the press, leaves it wide open to Epping for an open shot off the window. Incredible ball handling by Wilkerson. A three at the buzzer from Manning. It wouldn't have mattered anyway, as Winfield Mount Union wins it 54-50 against the Van Buren County Lady Warriors. The play made, beating the press by Jamie Wilkerson, who found Melina Epping wide open for her eighth point of the game. And Winfield Mount Union is 5-0 for the first time since 2006. Van Buren falls to 2-2.